and we're going to visit with a candidate for Precinct 4, Justice of the Peace, squaring off with four other candidates in the March primary, and will probably run, well, would run unopposed, because there's not a Democratic Party candidate unless there is a runoff between the two. Or three, or however many people. I think they have to be separated by so many votes. Anyway, welcome to the program, Brenda Willis. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thank Good. You. Thanks for joining us this morning. Just kind of introduce us to yourself. Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Well, again, my name is Brenda Willis. I was born and raised right here in Lubbock, Texas. I've spent 28 years in criminal justice system, specifically law enforcement. And those years include jail division, did a couple years in warrants, court division, and then I was appointed constable in Precinct 4. So I think I have a wide variety in law enforcement as far as just the actual working of the job and dealing with the court system with the different divisions. I've received a degree from Wayland Baptist University, the Lubbock campus, in criminal justice administration. And I want to be Justice of the Peace Precinct 4.
Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. You were appointed by the county commissioners to the constable's position.
For Precinct 4.
For Precinct 4. But tell us the circumstances around your resignation in order. You have to resign as constable to run, but it's kind of interesting because, you know, I'm not so sure, like, if you're in the sheriff's department or something like that, that's not the case, is it?
No, no.
What's the deal behind having to resign to run?
Well, my understanding is, as far as a constable in one of these elected positions, you're your own department head. You are the actual elected official.
Ah, I see.
And my intentions were, when I was appointed, to go ahead and continue running for constable, go ahead and continue in that position for a couple of terms, and then when the setting judge was ready to retire, go ahead and run at that point for Justice of the Peace. But over the, you know, being in the constable position, I would have developed a good, solid foundation to step up into that position, but things didn't turn out that way, so I had resigned as I'd removed my name from the ballot as constable, and was going to figure out for the next year what I was going to do. And then, of course, it opened back up where you could file for this position of Justice of the Peace, and that's what I did.
Right.
What made you decide that you wanted to run for JP for Precinct 4?
Well, like I said, that was always in the back of my mind, as far as. But I figured that would be a few years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how else to say it besides just come out and say it. When the current judge in Precinct 4 acted what I considered unethically, I wanted to separate myself from. I didn't want people to even believe that I would do anything that I felt was deceptive. So I removed my name from the ballot as constable. And then again, when it came open, if you're going to make a stand, you might as well go all the way through with it. And so that's why I decided to go ahead and run for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4.
That's interesting. What do you see the challenges of the office and the primary responsibilities in areas that you think you might be able to improve upon?
Well, the office, they do quite a bit of the Justice of the Peace do quite a bit of the evictions and have hearings on those. They do a bunch of truancies. And as far as improving off the office, I would just attempt to try to streamline everything and deal respectfully and get things done as far as, because there are certain places that you have to deal with other department heads, and they have their own rules and laws to go by. And you need to be able to go and talk to them sometimes to get things done and not be bullheaded about it, because you have your things that the law requires you to do too, as they do. And as long as you can see each other's position, you can usually work out a compromise or something that works out for both and still gets the legal aspect of the law accomplished.
Okay, earlier I mentioned...
She wants to work with other people. Have you considered Congress?
Oh, that's...
Just kidding.
I think that way is too political for me.
I think it's cool that you were the constable in Precinct 4, and that you had to make the sacrifice and you had to walk away from your position in order to run.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, so let's just say that you don't get elected. Then what do you do?
Probably find another career.
In law enforcement?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. It's once you've done public service and been in law enforcement, it's really hard. It's not that you can pretty much do anything because you've learned how to deal with people and deal with a wide variety of people. Because you deal with people that would never violate the law, you know, and then you deal with people that couldn't obey a law if their life depended on it. So, you know, you learn a lot of people skills. But once you're in law enforcement, it's tough to think about doing anything else away from the criminal justice system at all.
What are you doing right now to get yourself ready for the primary?
I'm walking neighborhoods, and of course, campaigning for donations. I mean, you know, going out and
meeting
and talking
people
to people.
And stuff,
you bet.
Okay. Are there any events or any kind of speaking engagements or anything that you guys are putting that you have put together for yourself at this time?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm just doing old fashioned hard work and going door to door and knocking on doors and asking
now,
for the.
What does it typically cost to run for an office like this?
It's been estimated, since this is so many people on the ballot, that it'll run about $20,000.
Wow.
Is the estimate that I've been given.
Okay. Do you have any groups that have come out to back you yet? Or?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
I would assume, now, obviously, being appointed as by the county commissioners, that there are people that have faith in you.
Yes, sir.
You know, as far as your abilities and things. So that's interesting that you have to walk away from that. And it's kind of a go-for-broke situation, and you'll deal with it if you don't get elected.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
But your intention is... There's really no plan B yet, because your intentions are to go out there and play to win.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, okay.
Would you run for constable again if you don't
win? I would have to wait until the next election was. I would have to check the rules on that, because I don't know if I'd have to wait for another full term before I would run again.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting. Hey, Brenda, we'll see you on the ballot in March primary, okay?
Right.
Brenda
Thank
Willis.
She's
thanks for coming in.
Thank you all very much for having me.
Precinct 4 candidate for Justice of the Peace. We'll talk tomorrow with Anne Marie Carruth.